Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Section 2.1, The Direct Past Form. In Unit 1, we learned two of the most important forms of any verb, the basic form and the simple present form. Another important verb form is the direct past form. The direct past describes an action that happened in the past, and in particular, one which the speaker knows about from first-hand or direct knowledge. For most verbs, the direct past form is very easy to make, so long as you know the simple present form. All we need to do is to take the final ng of the simple present form and replace it with n, and then we have the direct past form. Here's a simple example of that pattern using the verb tsanu. So the basic form is tsanu, tsanu, and that means to build a fire. The simple present form is tsanugang, tsanugang, and that means someone is building a fire. The direct past form is tsanugan, tsanugan, and that means built a fire or was building a fire. Listen to the simple present form followed by the direct past form. Tsanugang, tsanugan. Notice that the direct past can be translated in a couple of different ways in English, either as a simple past tense, like built a fire, or as a past progressive, was building a fire. Either translation is correct in most situations. Here are a few more examples of the relationship between the simple present form and the direct past form, using some of the verbs that we're already familiar with from Unit 1. Gata, gata, to eat. Gatagang, gatagang, is eating. Gatagan, gatagan, ate. Kaju, kaju, to sing. Kajugang, kajugang, is singing. Kajugan, kajugan, sang. Kuga, kuga, to cook. Kugagang, kugagang, is cooking. Kugagan, kugagan, cooked. Kwasang, kwasang, to cough. Kwasangang, kwasangang, is coughing. Kwasangan, kwasangan, coughed. We can use these direct past forms to make simple sentences such as the following. Hank tsanugan, Hank tsanugan, Hank built a fire. Travis gatagan, Travis gatagan, Travis was eating. Klanth kugagan, Klanth kugagan, I stopped cooking. Hwant alunk ajugan, Hwant alunk ajugan, we were still singing. Hausen shan kwasangan, Hausen schon gesungen. Sean coughed again.